Welcome, you're watching Be The People. I'm Rishika Barua. The recent controversy around the Vistara flight cancellations and delays has once again put the focus back on We The People at the mercy of the airlines. Make no mistake, the Indian skies are soaring and the aviation sector is booming. With a 30% increase in domestic passengers from 2022 to 2023 and a corresponding 40% increase in international passengers. The Indian aviation market is the third largest in the world after China and the US. But as more and more people take to the skies, the tribe of disgruntled and dissatisfied airline passengers is also growing. Be it high fares, seat surcharge, flight cancellations, delays, mishandling of passengers or baggage, denied boarding or penalties or even overrated meals. The consumers are increasingly feeling hapless at the mercy of the airline carriers. According to a recent survey that was conducted by community social media platform Local Circles, as many as 9 in 10 respondents claim that India's airlines have been compromising on comfort and cutting corners over the past 24 months. Flyers feel that there is a general deterioration across services and disregard for passengers when it comes to delays and cancellations and even sharing timely information. Local Circle survey suggests that passengers are increasingly reporting delays and cancellations as well, with 30% saying flights are delayed or worse, cancelled at least 2 to 3 times a year. An overarching 9 in 10 respondents demand that airlines too should be perhaps penalized for cancelled or rescheduled flights, questioning why, if passengers can be denied boarding for being late and penalized to pay fare difference, why should the same rules not apply for airlines? So what could be the reason that the consumer is no longer king or is certainly not feeling like one? Well, experts say one of the possible reasons is the lack of robust competition in the skies. There are two airlines, Tata and IndiGo, that currently dominate the Indian market. With over 60% market share solely with IndiGo and Air India, Air India Express, Air Asia and Vistara combined, which is the Tata group of airlines, holding on to about 25%. Smaller and newer airlines are still struggling to stay afloat, leaving you and me with no choice really but to put up with what we have. Tonight on the show, we ask, for how long will airline carriers continue to take you and me for a ride? And where does the buck really stop? Joining us in the studios this evening is a young audience. Many of them are journalism students and have their own experiences to share as far as the aviation market is concerned or their experiences flying are concerned. Also with us, we have Suvarna Raj. She's an Indian para-athlete who has been mistreated by various airlines and is going to, in fact, be presenting a very important point of view on the show today. And joining us, of course, is a panel of experts to make sense of some of this. Sanjay Lazar, aviation expert and author, Khushbu Jain, consumer rights expert, also an advocate with the Supreme Court, and Sachin Taparia, founder of Local Circles. We cited his survey in the introduction that you just heard. But I want to begin this show with the audience because, like I said, the consumer may no longer feel like the king, but at least in We The People, it is the people who still have a word. So let's ask some of you, what have your, you know, experiences lately been? What are the kind of issues you face flying? Go ahead.
Hello everybody, Krishnapriya this side. So basically my question is, from past 2 to 3 times I've been traveling through the flight, and what I've observed, the kind of food which has been served, it has given me gastrointestinal problems. Not only me, but to a lot of my known peoples as well.
Okay.
So is there any initiative being taken to check the quality of food being served?
Okay. So quality of food on airlines has been a huge question, and many say that you're also paying for substandard quality, a lot of times stale food. So I think that's an important concern. Go ahead, ask your question. You can look in that direction.
Hi, I'm Toshu Devakar. And once my flight got 3-hour delayed, and as a solo female passenger traveler, it was very difficult for me to manage everything. Don't you think that it is very important to give a prior announcement if your flight is getting delayed? So that's my question.
Timely information sharing. Right. Other members of the audience?
Hello, sir. Myself, Shambhavi. And my question is that once while traveling, my flight got so much delayed that instead of landing at 9 or 9:30, I landed at 11 p.m. And traveling at night as a female passenger is even more concerning for me, myself, and my family as well.
All right. So whole host of concerns over delays and delay cancellations and safety, not enough information. I think that's a very important point on safety that you raised as well. Go ahead.
So hello, I am Vivek Yadav. So recently one of my friend was going for his interview and his flight got cancelled. So my question is that you can refund the amount of ticket, but how will you refund his precious time or his hard work?
Okay. Well, yeah, no redressal for that. Anyone else? Go ahead.
Hello, my name is Ananya and my concern is that I already pay for my seats while I'm boarding a flight. I already pay for it while I'm making the bookings online. And then before 2 days before my flight, I'll be doing a web check-in and I'll be asked to pay again, yet again, for the same seats. So why do I have to pay repeatedly for the same seat and that too in the same class? It doesn't make sense.
All right. So seat surcharge and of course there it definitely appears to have been some issue. But I think the important point here is that everyone has their own bad experience. Not to say that there are only bad experiences, but I think there are varying degrees of bad experiences. And there are some people who've had, well, minor issues. And there are people who've also had some very major issues as far as airline apathy is concerned. And Suvarna Raj is with us. She's an Indian para-athlete. Suvarna, you've been very vocal. And thanks once again for being on the show with us on NDTV today. I want you to explain to our viewers, what is it that you face not once but repeatedly at the behest of airlines, and how difficult is it for differently abled people to navigate this space?
मैं एक चीज बताना चाहूंगी कि जितनी ही बार मैंने आज तक ट्रैवल किया है उतनी ही बार आप कितनी ही बार उनको बोल दो कि आपको आपकी व्हीलचेयर एयरक्राफ्ट डोर पे चाहिए या आप अपनी व्हीलचेयर को एयरक्राफ्ट डोर पे ही देना चाहते हो और डेस्टिनेशन पे भी एयरक्राफ्ट डोर पे चाहिए लेकिन फर्स्टली वो पहले तो वो ये कहते हैं कि उनकी पॉलिसी नहीं, फिर जब हमको पूछते हैं कि ठीक है आप अपनी पॉलिसी दिखाइए तो बाद वो सोचते हैं नहीं कि नहीं इनको तो पता है ये अवेयर है तो कहते हैं ठीक है मैम हम दे देंगे. लेकिन मुझे समझ में नहीं आता अगर आपके पास एक पॉलिसी है और एक व्यक्ति फ्रीक्वेंट फ्लायर है या फ्रीक्वेंट फ्लायर नहीं भी है और वो व्यक्ति आपसे कह रहा है कि आपकी व्हीलचेयर आप एयरक्राफ्ट डोर पे ही दोगे और आपको एयरक्राफ्ट डोर पे ही चाहिए दूसरे डेस्टिनेशन पे, उसका सबसे बड़ा प्रॉब्लम क्यों है? हम लोग एयरक्राफ्ट डोर पे ही क्यों देते हैं और क्यों मांगते हैं? उसका एक रीजन है, बिकॉज ऑफ मिसहैंडलिंग. अगर आपकी चेयर एक बार लगेज में चली गई तो आपको कितनी अच्छे कंडीशन में आपके पास आएगी वो आप नहीं बता सकते.
राइट.
रिसेंटली मेरा जो इशू हुआ था इंडिगो के साथ हुआ था, अभी एक महीना भी नहीं हुआ इस बात को ज्यादा, तो मेरी व्हीलचेयर बिल्कुल ही डैमेज हो गई. मैं उनसे कई बार, मेरे साथ प्रतीक करके है, उन्होंने भी बोला कि नहीं हम लोग नहीं करते, हम लोगों ने बहुत अच्छे से हैंडल किया है.
Right.
मैं मानती हूँ, लेकिन जब भी वो अगर उस पर चली गई, अगर वो एक जो जहाँ पे लगेज का एक होता है हमारा नॉर्मल लगेज जिसमें सूटकेसेस वगैरह आते हैं, और एक अलग होता है उस लगेज पे ही आती है.
Right.
वो उस पे ये नहीं जानी चाहिए, उस बेल्ट पे अगर ये चली गई तो सोच वो मिस है.
ओके.
मिसहैंडलिंग होगी या फिर उसमें कुछ ना कुछ
प्रॉब्लम.
और ये प्रॉब्लम सिर्फ एक एयरलाइंस के साथ नहीं है. सबसे पहली बात ये हर एयरलाइन, किसी भी एयरलाइन के साथ, कोई भी एयरलाइन हो चाहे वो कोई भी हो, और नॉट ओनली सिर्फ लगेज का इशू है या व्हीलचेयर का इशू है, बहुत सारे है. हर एयरलाइन ने अपने एयरलाइन के अंदर वॉशरूम पे व्हीलचेयर यूजर का साइन लगा रखा है. क्या मैं पूछ सकती हूँ वो साइन किस लिए है? जब उसमें एक व्हीलचेयर यूजर वॉशरूम जा ही नहीं सकता.
Right.
तो उस व्हीलचेयर यूजर का साइन लगाने का क्या मतलब है? मैंने पूछा भी था, दे सेड कि हम अपना कैबिन व्हीलचेयर पे वॉशरूम कराने ले जाते हैं. ड्यूरिंग द फ्लाइट क्या कैबिन व्हीलचेयर अंदर होती है? नहीं होती. और कोई भी व्हीलचेयर यूजर या जो कोई भी डिसेबिलिटी जब भी फ्लाइट में बैठते हैं, इवन मैं, अगर मुझे वॉशरूम जाना है तो मैं फ्लाइट लेने से पहले वॉशरूम जाती हूँ.
Right.
मुझे पता है.
Right.
फ्लाइट में वॉशरूम जा ही नहीं सकती.
Well, like I said,
so,
there are
issues.
जी, आई थिंक आपने बहुत इम्पोर्टेंट इश्यूज रेज किए. सुवर्णा जी, मैं आपसे एक लास्ट सवाल ये भी पूछना चाहूंगी कि आपने जब ये इश्यूज रेज किए हैं, आपने काफी पब्लिकली आकर इन चीजों के बारे में बात करी है, क्या कुछ बदला है? हैज एनी एयरलाइन रीच्ड आउट टू यू विथ एन अपोलॉजी? क्या आपको किसी ने सॉरी बोला है या कुछ चेंज करने की कोशिश करी है या आपकी किसी तरीके से मदद करी है कि आप ये बोलती रहती है बट कुछ चेंज नहीं होता है?
नहीं, ऐसा नहीं है कि मदद नहीं करते. आई रेज माई इशू, मैंने ट्वीट किया, मैंने लिंक्डइन पे भी पोस्ट किया, उसके बाद कस्टमर रिलेशन जो मैनेजर्स होते हैं उनकी कॉल्स आई, उन्होंने मेरी व्हीलचेयर ठीक कराने की भी कोशिश करी.
Okay.
पर वो हो नहीं पाई.
वेल गुड टू नो कि एटलीस्ट कोई सुन रहा है और किसी ने आपसे एटलीस्ट अपोलोजाइज किया है, आपकी मदद करने की कोशिश की, आई थिंक दैट्स एन इम्पोर्टेंट क्लैरिफिकेशन बिफोर वी डीमोनाइज ऑल एयरलाइंस. एंड आई थिंक द इश्यूज दैट वी रेज्ड हियर इज ओनली इश्यूज ऑफ क्वालिटी कंट्रोल एंड कंज्यूमर राइट्स दैट वी ऑट टू रेज. वी आर नॉट टारगेटिंग एनी पर्टिकुलर एयरलाइन. आई एम श्योर देयर इज अनदर साइड टू द स्टोरी एज वेल. संजय लजार, आई वांट टू ब्रिंग यू इनटू द कन्वर्सेशन बिकॉज लाइक आई सेड देयर इज अनदर साइड टू द स्टोरी एज वेल. वी आर नॉट हियर टू पुट द टारगेट ऑन द बैक ऑफ एयरलाइंस, बट आई थिंक सम सीरियस क्वेश्चंस डू नीड to be asked about a dip in quality control that passengers complain about. You heard a young audience narrate their ordeals as well. What do you think is happening? I mean, is there a deterioration? Are you sensing it? And what do you think is the reason for it?
Good evening, Rishika, and thank you for having me on your show. And welcome to all the other panelists as well as the audience. Lots of questions. I've actually taken down lots of notes. But if you permit me a slight deviation to start with. You rightly said that aviation has exploded in India post-COVID.
Yes.
And we've seen 20 to 30% rise year on year. And let me tell you, this is not the end. Indians are traveling more than anybody else on earth. We have revenge tourism. We have, people who are going holidaying, people who have money, who've saved up all their lives and decided we can't wait for another COVID. Let's just see the world or see the country. So everybody is flying. Every schedule, you see airlines put up their flights by 5%, 6%, 10% increase. So there are more passengers, there are more airports, there are more aircraft. When you have such a rapid expansion and explosion, there's bound to be some slippage.
Okay.
I mean, it's because you see, we are still in a nascent stage of growth in aviation in India. Service standards are being solidified. Like you rightfully pointed out, there are two large groups. One controls 65%, one controls 25%. So literally the passenger or the alternate is just another 20-odd%.
Yes.
So you're really not spoiled for choice. You're struggling. But having said that, let me make it very clear that there are set standards by the Ministry of Civil Aviation.
Yes.
There are set standards by the government and by airlines themselves. And I've spent 38 years in aviation and I'm still in aviation very proudly. And I'll tell you, there are the off days and things happen. And I'll, if you permit me, I'll address everybody's question. But first, I'd like to, handle the last question of the wheelchairs and, damage, etc. on board. Now, it is a fact that most airlines cannot bring the wheelchair to the aircraft jetty as you land because it's normally stored away in the cargo compartment, unless it is something portable that can be brought on board. The second point, most international flying airlines have aircraft wheelchairs. And that is why, and they have toilets.
But then the question is that if international airlines can have it, why not domestic airlines? I mean, if you're not willing to inconvenience passengers on long-haul flights, what about short-duration flights? Shouldn't the same rules apply?
I can speak for one carrier that carries it on all its flights.
Okay.
I can't speak for the other carriers, and I'm sure...
I think you've addressed an important point here, which is the fact that, A, there is an exponential rise in demand. And therefore, quality standards have taken a beating. And in terms of choice, we aren't spoiled for choice. There are two airlines that are pretty much dominating the market, and they are flying to most of the destinations. So you pretty much have to just comply with what there is. But Sachin Taparia, you've sort of spearheaded several of the surveys that we've increasingly talked about. People want rights, people want refunds, people want to be treated as equals. So if an airline is penalizing people for delay, why should, airlines not be penalized for delay? So I think that's the general sentiment, that there has to be some kind of a level playing field, even though it's quite utopian to actually achieve that, isn't it?
No, absolutely, Rishika. And thank you for having me on the show. We have done about 5 surveys in the last, 3 to 6 months. And they range from airlines, cutting corners to, a host of issues, whether it is lack of information sharing on a timely basis, food issues, baggage issues, and now the airline cancellation and the seat assignment charges issue, basically. You know, net, the broader issue here is that, yes, aviation has grown in our country rapidly, exponentially, especially post-COVID. However, you know, what we lack in our country today as it stands is a consumer-centric regulator or a passenger regulator. You have the DGCA, whose primary focus is safety and flight operations, basically. You have the ministry, and then you have the consumer ministry, which now has, you know, a new body under it called the Central Consumer Protection Authority, or CCPA.
Hmm.
But we don't have a regulator whose charter is to resolve, you know, aviation-related consumer
issues. Yes.
And you know, while all this exponential growth is happening, nobody is basically focusing on the passenger or keeping the passenger in the center.
Right.
And you know, the need of the hour is to create a regulator like this and then work with the airlines.
Okay.
And basically, you know, kind of create guidelines and rules that all airlines have to implement,
okay,
right? Whether it is about food safety or baggage handling, all of these aspects can be covered.
All right. Very, 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 very important point that you raised there. A young member of the audience has a question.
Yeah. I'm Keshav Kumar, and my question to you is that what all rights do we have during a flight? And as consumers, where can we go to complain for our issues?
I think that's the important point, and I think Sachin Taparia has addressed that in some sense. But Khushbu Jain, do you want to take that on? Because I'm sure a lot of people watching have questions on, do we even have the right to take on an airline? I mean, most passengers can't afford big size civil suits against these airline giants. I mean, that's not an option for most people. So what is the right of the traveler? What is the right of the passenger? Would you care to sort of apprise viewers who are wondering if they have any recourse available at all?
Okay. So in case of all the things we are talking about, in case of cancellation, in case of delayed flight, or so on and so forth, there is a place where you can complain. Now, the place is Centralized Public Grievance Redressal and Monitoring System. I'll repeat, CPGRAMS. This is an online portal which is administered by the Department of Administrative Reforms and Public Grievance. And there's another portal that has been come up, which is AirSeva, which you can download on your phone. This is AirSeva is a portal which is managed by the Ministry of Civil Aviation.
Okay.
These are the two places where you can complain, where the grievances are taken up with the concerned airline for the redressal, any kind of redressal that you have. Like, for example, if you're not satisfied with the resolution, now after you complain and you're not happy or you're not satisfied with the resolution which has been given on these portals, then is where you have an option for an appeal. And there is another aspect which is there, because, you know, when it comes to COVID, all of us have a thing that this will take years and years.
Yes.
So the disposal of the grievance is monitored at various level, and every airline has to have, it's a mandatory thing, to have an appointed nodal officer and an appellate authority, and they will have to display the contact detail of that in their website,
okay,
official website. Now, once this has been done, this is a requirement which is there under CAR Section 3, which has been mandated and which is put in. And in case this has not been done, the airlines can be put to a cost. Now, there's one more aspect which is there, that the liability, the burden of to put across, like, for example, let's say there is a delay and they have not informed you, and that's where you say that, you know, I did not get an intimation. So in all liability, the liability of proving, burden of proof lies with the aviation, concerned airline, and not with you and me, that I got the message, I did not got the message at the right time, or an email.
Right. So this information, Khushbu, is very useful, because I think what it's telling viewers across the board is that you have an option other than Twitter and social media. You can, of course, come out on social media, tag the airline concerned. I mean, a lot of people do that. Your timelines at times are flooded with airlines apologizing to customers. But you have a redressal mechanism that is available. And I think Khushbu has addressed that in some sense. These are, of course, public forums. The chances are that you may or may not, your issue may or may not get redressed. But it doesn't, it doesn't take away the fact that you actually do have certain rights. But, you know, I want to establish the other side of the story as well, which is the fact that the aviation sector is actually doing very well in our country. But there are still issues. I mean, airlines, I'm sure, have their own version. We did try to get in touch with a couple of airlines to ask if they'd like to join the conversation. Unfortunately, they didn't. But there's another question in the audience. Go ahead.
Hello, sir. This is to Sanjay, sir. Sir, there are 4,000 to 5,000 pilots who are unemployed and are CPL holders. How we can make them on board? How they can work in type craft
management? Okay. That's an interesting question, because I think it does raise the issue of what can be, perhaps be done to further bolster, the airlines in a certain sense. Because Sanjay Lazar, let's face it, I mean, there is another side to the story. I don't think the job of the airline, or no one's out to harass customers or lead to delays or cancel flights. I mean, they don't want that. They're losing money and face. So what's that side of the story? Can you put it in context and, of course, answer the young man's question?
Of course. If I can just add to what Khushbu said, because I handled customer relations for many years before I left, Air Seva is one of the strongest mechanisms going. Passengers must utilize it. The ministry monitors it directly. They forward the complaint. There is a, like she says, there is a nodal officer. Not only is there a nodal officer, there is a customer relations cell in each airline. And they scan through. If you do not reply to the ministry within so many days or so many hours, you get a reminder. And then you get a second reminder. Finally, the nodal officer is called. So it's a very stringent process. The similar thing exists for the US DOT, Department of Transportation.
Okay.
So if you are on an aircraft that's flying from the US to India and you file a complaint, man, they chase you down. So please, passengers or travelers who have this concern, please remember, use these services. They work.
Very important information. Thanks for sharing that. Yes.
Now on to the point of the CPL. I think, I don't know if he has watched, but a couple of days ago on NDTV itself, I raised this point in another discussion. Yes, there are about 5,000 odd CPL pilots in our country who are without jobs. There is a shortage of about 4,000 to 5,000 jobs today in the country. And it's pretty sad that we see foreign pilots coming in and taking away those jobs. And I would strongly recommend, and I think all of you should write to the ministry, that for every foreign pilot coming into the country, let's make sure we train 10 of our kids, our youngsters, to become. They're already CPL pilots, so they're at the base level qualification. They need to get type rated. Many of them don't have the money.
Yes.
So we need more academies. We need airlines to have, flying schools that type rate these youngsters.
I think this is important also, and I'll sort of bring the conversation back to what we're talking about, because I think it's important, because airlines no longer really have the excuse available that, our pilots are overworked, because clearly you're saying there's enough manpower that's available in the market for them to be able to better roster employees. But, I do want to ask you at the very end that, like I said, I don't want to demonize airlines. We just want to ask questions and we want to know our rights. And that's the purpose of doing this show. What do you think has really changed, Sanjay, in the last two years? Like Mr. Taparia said, there is this huge surge in demand, which is why we're seeing the upsurge in grievances also pretty much corresponding with that upsurge. Are we just not able to keep up, or are we aware that people don't have a choice? What is it?
Has anybody thought, if we've got a 40% increase in flights in the last 2 years, do we have a 40% increase in runways and airports across India? No, we don't. Has the day gone from 24 hours to 48 hours? No. So airlines are struggling for the same slots, for the same time spaces, and it's a cascading effect. Please understand, if one flight gets delayed, let's say it's XYZ airline, a red airline or a blue airline, I don't want to take names, but one gets delayed, it's affecting the takeoff sequence of five other airlines. So it's cascading, and there is a passenger's charter available on the DGCA website. There's a compensation package. I think it's the right of every young traveler and old traveler to download this. If you go to the Air Seva app, you can link it and get the passenger charter. But these delays are causing problems with consequent flights. So let's say the morning first three flights have been delayed.
No, I think I understand the point of cascading effect that you're making, but I think then better communication systems also need to be put in place, because that is what a lot of the young travelers here have also talked about, that just tell us if our flight is late. One understands delays happen, but then you need to better be able to communicate and address concerns. So one sincerely hopes that as the aviation sector booms in the way that it has, the health of the sector stays as is and gets only better. But at the same time, the interest of the consumer is kept at the heart and center of this. And I think the Air Seva is a very useful tool that you've said. So if you're tired of complaining on Twitter, maybe go to Air Seva next time around and understand what your rights are and complain perhaps to the right people. It's been a fascinating conversation. Thank you all very much for joining us on this edition of We the People. Fly safe and keep tuning in every Sunday. Thanks very much for watching.